the women that went there learned so much about themselves and got so much insight into their own bodies and experiences, why they felt the way they did about sex, and maybe learned that they're not as comfortable with sex as they thought they were, or maybe they were using sex as an avoidant technique to avoid feelings or not really connecting through sex. And there's a lot of different reasons why people have sex. Some could be stress relief. Some could be emotional connection. Some could just be like, just to get off. All of those are valid. But I think sometimes really looking at your experience and why are you having sex? What are you trying to obtain from this? And really taking a look like, am I using sex as a escape? Am I using it to avoid something? Welcome to Vaginas, Vulvas, and Vibrators with Jordan Donnell. This is a safe place to learn about women's health and sexual wellness. I'm your host, Jordan Donnell, physician assistant, women's sexual health educator, and intimacy coach. Hello, and welcome to today's solo cast. It has been so long since I've done a solo episode, which I've intended to do this for a really long time, literally had the topics since May. So here we are. We are going to have probably won't be super short today because I have a lot to say and I'm highly opinionated. The first thing that I really want to talk to you guys about is some experiences that I've had over the last couple of months. And I wanted to share them with you, talk about what I've been up to, what I've been getting into, and go from there. So the first thing I wanted to talk about was Vegas. When I was in Vegas in May for the Lovers and Friends Festival, crazy story. So crazy how this happens. Like, this is my life. This is really what happens to me all the time. One night, my girlfriends and I had gone out before the festival on Friday, and there was this guy walking around wearing a shirt that said Magic Mike Live. And I was intrigued. So of course, I walked up to him and I'm like, "You're not a stripper." And he's like, "No, I'm not, but I am with Magic Mike." And I'm like, okay. So we talked a little bit and I was like, "I love strippers." For those of you that don't know, my prior relationship was a former Chippendale. I got a thing for men with muscles and strippers. So anyway, he showed me a few dance moves. We were just talking, gave me his number, and he's like, "Y'all should come on Sunday to a show." And so told my girlfriend and we decided, let's do it. Was really hoping for some free tickets. Did not end up snagging free tickets, but went ahead and bought them because I had nothing else. Not that I had nothing else to do, but like, it sounded like a good time. Why not? So we show up, and when I post this podcast, I'm going to have to share some of the videos on Instagram. So be sure to check that out as well. But what it was like, let me try and describe it for you here. You walk in and it's dim lit, very vibey. Like, there's couches for people to sit on, there's chairs, there's bar stools, a variety of different types of seating when you walked in. And it got good music playing, you know, music from the 90s that I love, maybe the 2000s, whatever, like some old school, like Genuine Pony type music, like true stripper music. So show gets started and it's an absolute blast. Not at all what I expected, and not like any of the other male reviews I've ever been to in my life, because this is not a male review. This is an experience. And if you go to Vegas, you need to go experience this and let me know. I got the connection. I can get you hooked up for extra special good time, which I'll tell you all about here in a second. So show gets started and they're doing some dancing, but there's a storyline behind it all and kind of like a plot. And I'm going to try not to ruin it for you too much with all of the details. So I'm going to leave some mystery to it, but it was very curated for the women's experience and engaging all of the senses. There's one point like whipped cream is being eaten off of somebody on one of the stages, and they're not just dancing on the middle stage. They are dancing everywhere. They're on the second floor. They're flying across the ceiling. They're like on the stairs. They're everywhere. There are men everywhere, topless, naked. Well, they're not naked. They don't take off their underwear at all, but they're men everywhere. It was heavenly. So midway through, somebody starts like singing and somebody's playing guitar and somebody's playing piano. And it was so cool because all of these men, they're not strippers. They are dancers. They are like performers. And it was just an amazing experience. So let's get to the juicy part. This guy, you know, they do some dancing with the audience. Of course, that's part of the experience, right? So he found me. And of course, he had to dance with me a couple of times. So that was really fun. He had to make my experience extra special. So thank you for that, my Magic Mike friend. I actually totally forgot his name. I'm gonna have to look at my phone. I feel really bad because I'm gonna send him this episode and totally forgot. But anyway, it was great. I had a great time. I felt really special and I felt really desired and I felt really like I loved all the attention. So 10 out of 10 recommend going to see Magic Mike in Vegas if you have not yet. If you have gone and you're listening to this podcast episode, I'd love for you to like slide in my DMs and tell me about your experience with Magic Mike. Like, did you love it? What did you like about it? And yeah, highly, highly recommend if you go to Vegas. It was so funny. Like, sometimes all I have to say is like, men will always be men. And I love men. I have much respect for men. I have so many male friends. However, sometimes men just make my head spin a little bit and I don't understand, which is fine. That's why I'm reading more books about men these days. I actually just got this book, The Better Man, and I'm really excited to read that and hopefully get them on the podcast as well to talk a little bit more from like the male perspective, because I think that's something that I focus so much here on the female perspective, but like, how do we better support men as well, and men on their own healing journeys and on their own experiences? So to be determined on when that happens. The other experience that I wanted to share with you guys is about my pelvic floor PT experience. Y'all, that was mind-blowing. So I've had a million pelvic floor physical therapists on the podcast. I did like a whole series about what it is and what it's for. And I always knew that like it was probably something I should go do. But I never did it until just this past summer. And it blew my mind what I learned about my body in an hour and a half. And one like really big misconception that's out there is that do Kegels, do Kegels, do more Kegels. That's bullshit. Kegels, for most people probably, are the exact opposite thing that they should be doing. And that if your pelvic floor is already too tight, doing Kegels is only going to make that worse. And, you know, everybody thinks about it. Oh, you want to have a tight vagina, right? Well, yes and no. There is a too tight as well, where your muscles are constantly clenched. Partner recently said like, oh, you're so tight. And I'm like, yeah, that's because my pelvic floor is fucked up. Like, this is not a good thing. This is a bad thing. Like, my pelvic floor is very tense and it needs to be stretched and lengthened. And she taught me so many good things that I can continue to do at home to help lengthen my pelvic floor. And I mean, it's not that I don't want it tight, but I want it to be like comfortable. And the other thing I was going to say about that, breath work. So breathing is also so important when it comes to your pelvic floor. And this is something I work with a lot of clients on, but I didn't understand how breathing and pelvic floor tied in until I went to this appointment. And ultimately, when you take a big deep breath, your diaphragm goes down, which means that your pelvic floor also has to go down. And in doing that, it stretches and lengthens your pelvic floor. And so doing some deep breathing is something that you can do at home for free right now to start stretching and lengthening your pelvic floor muscles. And so if you're not really sure, like, okay, do I need to be doing Kegels or breathing? It's not going to hurt you to do some breathing. It'll also be really great for your nervous system, which I've done a whole episode with my friend Melissa all about like the nervous system and breath and mindfulness and how that all plays together. So go check out that prior episode. But the pelvic floor is, it's an amazing network of muscles that are so under-recognized and overused, especially as women. We use them for everything. Everything, like when we're squatting, childbirth, when we are going to the bathroom. That's what I learned, is that my muscles that are really tight are primarily the posterior muscles. So the muscles that are by the rectum, which actually leads to constipation. And that's just very interesting to learn about your body in these ways and then learn how everything ties together in its own way. So if you are able to have access to a pelvic floor physical therapist for evaluation, highly, highly recommend. They talk a lot about like bladder training as well. If you are somebody that maybe has to pee too often, and they talk about what is normal. I am a frequent urinator, partially because I drink a ton of water. However, there's also a point of where it's too much. Like every hour isn't normal. It shouldn't be more than every 4 hours. I learned that it needs to be 8 seconds long or I didn't actually need to go. So that was a really cool, interesting thing too. The stream needed to be 8 seconds long. So I learned so, so, so much at that experience. I know that a lot of insurance companies may not cover pelvic floor physical therapy, and I know that it's going to be pretty difficult to access for a lot of people. But if you do have access, 20 out of 10, recommend, take advantage of it, get in there and learn about your body and how to better support yourself. Are you ready to start understanding yourself better, learning and recognizing your patterns, and really develop a relationship with yourself? If this sounds like you, the Unleashing My Power, a women's empowerment and gratitude journal is for you. This journal was specifically curated for women just like you to help you take back your power and develop and go to the next level in life. My friend Danielle and I created this journal because of our own experiences and what we were looking for in a daily practice to improve our connection to self and really become connected with ourselves. This is game-changing, and the feedback that we are getting from other women who have started using this journal is absolutely amazing. You can find it on Amazon, or you can go to jordandanelle.com/journal, and it'll take you right there. I hope you enjoy. Be sure to go snag yours right away and leave me a review. Tell us what you think about it. Slide in the DMs. I know that your life will change when you start using this journal. The other thing that I wanted to talk to you guys about is I had two events recently. Actually, I really had like four events since June for women who lived local. I did two in San Diego. I did two in Ohio, one in Dayton, one in Columbus. Two of them were yoga. Two of them were podcast recordings with very intimate, raw and real conversations associated with them. These experiences were amazing, epic, transformational. Like just the women that went there learned so much about themselves and got so much insight into their own bodies and experiences, why they felt the way they did about sex, and maybe learned that they're not as comfortable with sex as they thought they were, or maybe they were using sex as an avoidant technique to avoid feelings or not really connecting through sex. And there's a lot of different reasons why people have sex. Some could be stress relief. Some could be emotional connection. Some could just be like, just to get off. All of those are valid. But I think sometimes really looking at your experience and why are you having sex? What are you trying to obtain from this? And really taking a look like, am I using sex as a escape? Am I using it to avoid something? So I highly recommend, if you are ever in a city where I have a live event, come on out. We are planning one in New York City. I am planning one in Tampa. I am planning one in Jacksonville, probably Phoenix, probably like Houston, Dallas, literally like everywhere is the plan in my vision. I just got to figure out when I'm going to be there so that I can start planning it. My life is a little wild right now. The other thing that came up at the most recent event was about women needing to be different for men. And this is like the really heated topic that I want to get into today because I continue to see this. I saw a post on Instagram, I think it was just this morning. It was on Facebook actually, either this morning or yesterday morning, where this man was like, if you're going to the beach, make sure you shave your Chewbacca before showing up. And I commented, I was like, maybe they just embrace who they are and they're not trying to modify their body for somebody else. And he's like, well, nobody wants to see it. And I'm like, that's not true. Many people love pubic hair. Literally just got commented about my pubic hair recently. Like, people love pubic hair. Some people do, some people don't. But why do we have to be different in order to make men feel a certain way? And I'm so sick of that narrative. When you're in the workplace, why do women have to dress differently? Because they don't want men to feel uncomfortable. Men might say something about the way I look. Men might stare too long. Men might do this. So I need to cover up. I need to hide who I am. And yes, that's a valid experience. I know when I have worked in primary care, there'd be days where I do no makeup. My hair, I hope, looked like shit, honestly, because I didn't want my patients to look at me. When I went to the jail, I wore a wedding ring and I looked like trash because I didn't want to be hit on by any of the inmates. So I have changed my appearance so that men don't have to feel uncomfortable. I'm so frustrated with the fact that women continue to feel like we need to do this. And it's all the patriarchy. Like, I haven't even seen the Barbie movie yet. And I know that I'm probably going to have a whole nother solo cast about Barbie movie, but I'm over it. I am over the fact that we as women, time and again, have to change for men. We're not here for you. We are here for ourselves. Yeah, that's really like all I had to say about that. I feel like there were some other things that I wanted to tell you guys about, but I don't know what they are off the top of my head. So we'll have to go back to making another solo episode and making another list to discuss all of those in the future. But that's really what I wanted you guys to learn about, was some of the live experiences and what I've been doing and enjoying. I have plans to move out of San Diego here coming up. I took a contract up in San Luis Obispo, working at the same urgent care I was at last time. So I'm going to be there for a little bit and then hoping to be traveling for a while. I will be back in San Diego because I also have a job out here for about 7 weeks, and then hopefully end up international, looking at going to Colombia, Panama City, Belize, Costa Rica, literally everywhere and anywhere. That's what I have up my sleeve for the coming year-ish, or however long it takes me, or until I am complete. I don't know. I am just going with the flow and whatever I'm being called to, and I am hoping to open up my home internationally for women to come have individual retreats and be just supported on their own journey, maybe travel international for the first time, but not actually being alone. So really looking forward to that. I can't believe, like, I was telling somebody the other day, ooh, I'm feeling emotional. Wow. Telling somebody the other day, like, this podcast has gone on for 3 years and it's like the most consistent thing that I've had in 3 years. And it's just wild to see the progress as like a woman, but then like a progress as the podcast as well. Like, and I'm so fucking proud of myself for what it's become. You know, we're almost at 175,000 downloads. So, you know, over 300 episodes or 200 episodes or whatever, 100 and something, that's still a lot of people that this podcast reaches. And so I just had to take a moment to say how proud I am of myself and how thankful I am for all of you for continuing to support and listen and be here and keep me going. The last thing I have to tell you, ever since I started this podcast, everybody has always said, your voice is so sexy, for lack of better terms. Like, that's basically what I've heard since day one of starting this podcast. And I've always wanted to do erotic ASMR. And I have officially started that. I created the trailer a little bit prior to recording this, which this podcast is probably going to drop in like 3 weeks. So it's going to be live by the time you hear this. I am on Sunroom. So come check it out. It is going to be erotic short stories, 5 to 10 minutes long, where I take you through an experience. These stories are going to be accumulation of fantasies, accumulation of real life things, accumulation of just all of it. You will not know what's true or what's false, as in like you will not know if it came from my life or not. But I'm sure that a lot of the stories might have some context of true things that have happened to me or things that I want to happen even. I might manifest some new experiences by creating this channel. You supporting this does also help support the podcast. I plan to make it $6.99 because why not make something to do with 69, right? A month to get access to all of the erotica. And this podcast is not free to produce. So it does help support the continued effort of having the podcast and showing up because it, you know, it is all energy in some way, shape, or form. So I just wanted to mention that. And if that's something that intrigues you and you want the link, it will be in the show notes. You can also DM me and I can give you more information as well. But love y'all. Thank you. Have an amazing day. And thank you for choosing to listen to another episode from me. Bye. This podcast is sponsored by Intimacy Coaching by Jordan Donnell. Have you ever desired more from your sex life or feel like you're having good sex but curious about how to make it even better? Are you desiring a deeper intimate connection with yourself? Or maybe you are dealing with desire and arousal concerns or struggling with communicating your desires with your partner. If you're hearing this and thinking, that might be me, and you're curious to learn a bit more, let's chat. I would love to talk with you more to see if working with me is a good fit for you. To learn more about intimacy coaching with Jordan Donnell, go to coaching.jordandonnell.com. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Thank you for joining today and continuing to bring awareness to women's health. If you love the show, please subscribe so you never miss another episode and leave a review for others to see. If you want to see me on the daily, you can check out my bio for links to all my pages. Be sure to share this episode with your girlfriends. Thanks again and see you next episode.